You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
A week ago, I was in New England. In fact, 1 week ago tonight, I was sitting at a bar, an outdoor bar in Stowe, Vermont. And this place is called Idle Time. And I just want to give them props because, Emily, as a former bartender, you would appreciate the way this was set up. It was not attached to the restaurant itself. It's out back towards the river. And they had only built it like 2 years ago. And it's square so that the bartender's in the middle and people are all around in this lovely, pristine outdoor setting. Mm-hmm. But because of the way it's set up is that big square, you actually are looking at and listening in on conversations all around you. So if you're an eavesdropper or you like to snoop, it was wonderful. 75 degrees. They have a nice Weizen that I was really enjoying. It was really like one of their own home brewed.
Now you're just
Weizen. It's paradise.
Oh, but because of that, I made a note on my phone to bring back and share with you guys so we could talk about this. There was a bit of an argument. I wouldn't say it got heated. Let's just say that people got excited about their side of this little argument. And apparently it involves a 19-year-old. And I never really knew who this 19-year-old was, but she was the center of the discussion. She was not at the bar. Anyway, as a 19-year-old and her desire to have some work done, she asked her parents to help pay for a boob job that she says will bring her more confidence. And I did make a note of this word, grace. More confidence and, quote, grace.
Grace.
Grace?
That's just what was said. Don't look at me. That's one of her arguments. It would allow her to have more confidence and grace.
Maybe her name was Grace.
Yeah. You're an elderly woman,
like,
she knows.
I am not connecting those dots.
Grace? I don't know. Maybe it's a thing in Vermont. I don't know. Anyway, I guess the parents said no, and the word immoral came up. I didn't quite get that. But anyway, the parents said it was immoral.
Immoral. Was this like a priest and a nun having this conversation?
Just listen. Quit interrupting the story. Just go with it.
She holding a rosary.
Now you know why I was enjoying my Weizen in the conversation.
You were away from us.
Get a load of this. What the parents countered with was an offer to pay for a nose job that I guess she has also mentioned several times since she became a very self-aware teenager.
She's got a giant beak, huh?
You know what?
You know, you get to like 14, 15 years old, and you're like, I hate my nose.
She's the mascot for Fruit Loops.
So she's always
Jeremy.
She's always said that she wanted
giant nose.
So anyway,
toucan.
My question, as I sipped my Weizen and stuck my own nose into their discussion.
Say Weizen one more time.
I had to.
Weizen?
What?
Yeah,
I know what a bison is. All right, continue.
A visor?
Hefeweizen.
A visor?
They just call it bison.
You're too lazy to say Hefeweizen.
No, that's what they have on their menu. That's what they just call it.
What do you do with all your spare time since you don't say the word?
I'm going to shut both of your mics off.
Say beer.
I'm going to shut both of your mics off.
Say beer.
It was called Weizen is the name of it on their menu, and it was delicious.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, here's what I chimed in with. I go, how can one form of cosmetic surgery be morally superior to another? In other words, why is it okay in the parents' mind to alter your face but not your breasts?
Because one's more sexual than the other?
Yeah, because we've sexualized the boobies and we have not yet sexualized the schnoz.
As a dad, I wouldn't buy my daughter boobs.
Okay, that's the two, because I have two questions
that
I want.
If she had a giant schnoz, I'd help her out.
I came back with two questions. One is one okay and the other not? In other words, if you feel like one is okay and one is not, that's great. Just let us know. And the other is, would you give your 19-year-old daughter a breast augmentation surgery?
Do you say, let daddy see them after they're done? Let me see what I paid for.
All right. You can turn his mic off.
Creepy
now.
Party
and
of one.
And I'm getting crap for saying Weizen.
I think both are not okay. For a 19-year-old, this poor girl needs to learn some self-love before she starts cutting things.
Well, maybe she has.
What is with you two today?
We're just having fun over here, Dom.
What? Well, it's just me, the priest, and the nun. We sit down at a bar. This sounds like a joke.
You should see this bar. It was so awesome. I actually went back the next night. Wasn't as fun the second night. Not as much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out of Weizen.
Was Grace not there?
It was not as much fun. So two questions for listeners this morning. Is one okay and the other not? And if so, that's fine. Just tell me why. And the second one is, would you give your 19-year-old daughter a boob job?
No, not at 19. The female body is not done forming at 19
right.
either.
Yeah, you could get a little squirt.
From what I've seen on The Doctors, that TV show, you shouldn't get breast implants before like 21, 22, because your body's not Finished forming.
So if she's like 19 and a half years old, if you're saying she waits 14 months, suddenly it makes all the difference in the world.
The lady parts are still forming.
Yeah. It's
you know about lady parts?
Oh, I know lots of things.
You don't
about
know
lady.
Anything.
I've done my research.
Just online.
He's poked around.
He's got moves.
Online.
That's what he knows. But don't they say your nose never stops growing your whole life? Like your nose and your ears?
No.
Is that an old wives' tale?
Myth.
No. I don't know.
And your fingernails keep growing when you die.
There's other solutions to confidence besides surgery.
Here's our number.
When you die, they keep growing.
No, they don't. Here's Jessica. Hello, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How big's your nose?
So you got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, what's your cup size?
Oh, I don't know if you want to know that.
What's your thought on the situation?
I actually have a friend, and she also wanted to get a breast job when she was actually, I believe she was 18 at the time, and her parents told her no. Not because it was immoral, but because it's a decision that she wants to make, and she should be the one responsible for it.
Yeah, that's kind of like Deborah who wrote to us.
They weren't against it. I mean, they supported her and was just like, you know what, whatever you want to do, you know, it's your body, your life, but we don't want to pay for it.
I get that.
Yeah. It's a big expense to fork it. What are they going for now?
$6,000 to $8,000 something?
Dang.
Oh, I don't know.
I think boobs should be like college, you know? Maybe you don't go right after high school. Maybe you take a few years, you travel, you experience life a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then maybe you get a job, you save up some money, and you do things on your own as an independent human. I don't know. Boobs,
right.
College.
I'm glad you called, Jessica. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Before we go to Adam's call on line two, do you feel like you would maybe feel differently, Emily, if you were shaped differently?
Yeah, like what? Like if my boobs were bigger or smaller, or if my butt was bigger. I wish I had calf implants. I wish my calves were different. I'm kidding.
let's talk to Adam. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Sound off on this. What do you got to say?
Well, so first, I love that Em just said boobs are like college. I'm going to write that down somewhere.
Put that on his shirt.
Yeah, the University of Playtex.
I'm going to totally play the dad card here. A 19-year-old, if I was to get my daughter, my daughter's 7 now. If I was to get my 19-year-old boobs, I'm basically saying, hey, every other dude in the world, take a look at these, and whatever comes with that, I already don't want her dating when she's 19.
Right.
Now I'm basically saying, here, you know.
Well, here's some fun bags. All your buddies are going to be over all the time. They're going to come hang out at your house.
Am I wrong?
Well, no, I don't. See, I don't know. I don't want to weigh in one side or the other because I hear from women all the time who do have breast augmentation that there's a variety of reasons, and it's not always
sexual, but it's
right.
confidence,
it's like a
blah, blah.
Confidence and a lot of other
but
things.
But it
and
boils
women,
down to sexual. It's sexual.
But, you know, there's not...
I'm a man, so it's impossible for me to speak for a woman's desire to do this.
It's very rare for a 19-year-old girl out there, and especially in this day and age, to have a true sense of self and confidence, and I think confidence also plays into this. She wants to wait a few years, get to know herself, and then, you know, get some boobies.
But she's
get
got a giant, boobies. Let's not forget about her giant nose.
I'm with, yeah, right. If he's got a beak, that's a whole nother story. I'm with M, like, give it some time. If you're 28, 29, I'm still not going to buy them for her at that age, but.
And then your body's formed, too, because at 18, 19, her body, they could get bigger over the next couple of years, and then she won't even need them.
She gained the freshman 15, and man, all in her bra.
Have a couple cheeseburgers, though,
good
bro.
Good for you.
Exactly.
Get the nose done.
Would you pay for the nose job, Adam?
So it's funny. It isn't apples and oranges to me. If the nose is a little different, if it was like a self-conscious thing, I would think about it. I still am not a huge fan of surgery, and I'm also with Emily. I feel like I'm with Emily on a lot today, but she probably needs some more self-confidence. The nose thing is almost like removing a mole for me. Like, all right, if this really is bothering you and every morning you wake up and you see this, I don't associate, like, if she got her nose done then she's going to the bar, and every dude there is like, check out that
nose.
Like, yeah. Right, I got to take that nose home.
I know, but
just, if it's a grotesque nose, I mean, why not help her out?
Hey, why not take her to a makeup class and teach her how to contour?
There's enough makeup that can cover up that.
Breaking her nose. You've seen Dr. Hollywood, what they do.
It's pretty rough.
Gnarly. Well,
I don't know. It's just funny for the rest of us who are, like, I would imagine all four of us, that would include the three of us in this room and Adam on the phone, we're fine with our noses the way they are.
So
I don't ever think twice.
Yeah.
Adam, you probably don't think twice about it. So it's hard for us to speak for other people who probably look in the mirror and they are bothered by it.
They're turning
but the
to the
same...
side and like wiping things off the table and just poking. Like you go in for a kiss and she's like poking a guy
right
in the eye with her nose. You don't want that.
Well, the same thing applies with the breast, because if a woman is not as endowed there, like that's why I was asking Emily, because you're naturally graced with this, so you might not be able to look at it the same way. You're like, oh, I already had that, so why do women need this? It's like, well, some women might feel differently than you if they're not as blessed as you are.
No, I get that. I was a late bloomer. I grew up in the age of bodysuits, so I would wear a bodysuit to school, and the boys would like bark at me and tell me to put a flannel back on because I didn't have any boobs. Like, I get it. I really do. But I also don't think that you're going to be confident in yourself before 19. So chill out, little Grace.
Amen. Yeah, Grace. It's almost like, it's not the same, but if a 19-year-old came up to their parents and said, you know, I'm really self-conscious, and it's really important to me that I get a piercing down there.
Okay, well, that's, going there, Adam.
Whoa.
Get off
like
the phone. You've got
button?
A 7-year-old. Get off the phone. Have a great day.
Down there.
Take it easy, guys.
How did just... confidence?
This escalated quickly.
We have time for one more quick call. I got to make it pretty fast. But Joy tells us that she had a... How old were you when you got your nose done, Joy?
19.
And what do you want to say about all this?
I just want to say it's the best thing I ever did.
Yeah?
I had a lot of self-esteem problems, a lot of confidence problems, and this is one thing that helped me tremendously.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
So you think...
Yep.
So did you make your nose smaller or bigger?
A little smaller. Bigger, you're funny.
He's really not.
I thought, well, you never know. Maybe you had a tiny, tiny
Maybe
nose.
Maybe it was like an adorable button nose.
You couldn't breathe.
Don't encourage him, Joy.
I could only hope, you know?
Don't encourage him. Listen, I'm glad you called. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Have a fun day.
You really never hear about that, do you? Someone having getting a tiny, tiny nose and
wanting
a bigger nose.
I do have a friend of mine who's got an incredibly small nose. It almost looks like like the rest of her face didn't grow.
Tiny nose.
I've never thought about it.
Can she breathe okay?
I guess. I've never asked. I was like, hey, your nose is really small. I mean, you don't bring it up, but I mean, just in looking, I'm like, I never thought about that before. She could get a nose job and have it expanded a little bit.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, throw some socks up there.
It's whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Okay, Mindbender's just a few minutes.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.